Jane Lanier, Haley Schutt, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Julia.
Thank you so much.
Now, you are getting ready to introduce The Mighty Mary Poppins to Fort Wayne theatergoers. Jane, what was the reason for this big adventure and coming to Fort Wayne?
It was coming back to Fort Wayne that beckoned me here and back to my roots and back to the Civic where I trained and to the Fort Wayne Ballet. And so I'm very happy to be back. Mary Poppins was new to me, and I love that I got the chance to explore a new piece of theater that I wasn't familiar with as much, and we've discovered it here together.
And what a treat.
Yes.
For your homecoming. How many cast and crew does it take to bring this theatrical extravaganza to the stage?
26 in our cast, and then all the department heads and all the crew. You know, we've got 30 people.
It's a nice full house. And concerning the music and the dancing, was it as fun to teach someone as it was to write and get all the parts together?
Oh, I love choreographing and I love teaching, and I still demonstrate even at my age. So that's kind of fun. But it was fun to come up with my own ideas. And also, I don't do it in advance. I see who I have. I see the level of dancers that I have. I see their personalities. I see their spirits. And I try to choreograph accordingly. And we try to have fun. And I think we've accomplished that.
I'll ask Kaylee, since she's sitting right here. Has it been fun?
Yes, yes. She has approached everything as, this is our show. And so the unique talents and personalities we all bring to the table, I feel, are definitely being utilized. Between her direction and the cast, I think we've definitely had a lot of fun thus far and will continue to.
Well, Haley, were you always a Mary Poppins fan?
You know, when I was little, rather than listening to, you know, pop music and all of that, I was Julie Andrews and Barbara Streisand. They were my ladies. And so I always admired her work, which brought me to watch Mary Poppins when I was younger. When I came back and got ready, kind of did my research to audition for the show, the character of Mary Poppins fascinated me even more because, you know, as a kid, some of the more colorful, big, picturesque moments are what you remember. But now I'm fascinated by character depth and character development.
How does it feel to be portraying a Shiro of your and many folks' youth?
Part of what excited me so much about this production in particular was when we came into audition, Jane mentioned, I want this to be our production. I don't want it to be a copy of some other previous version of Mary Poppins. And so I'm very excited because I have developed a lot of strong feelings about Mary. But, you know, there's also that pressure for there she is, a lot of people's Shiro. I love that word. It's big shoes to fill, and I hope that I'm doing an okay job, but I'm excited.
Much more than okay. Much more than okay. She's fantastic.
Now that you've all been living and acting them, are the Banks family dynamics as pertinent as they once were? And are they relatable to kids of all ages, do you think, and their parents?
I think so. I mean, in the show, the family has a bigger presence than the movie, I think. They have a bigger journey. You really see their journey, but it is more about their relationship and their family dynamics and healing that relationship. And that's what Mary Poppins helps facilitate. I would say most family have some sort of dysfunction, small or large. And what we see in this show is that Mary Poppins opens their eyes and opens their hearts and guides them to get back together. And that's a lovely message.
And certainly a good one to be sharing in this day and age.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, Mary Poppins' point then and now, and I hope forever, is anything can happen if you let it. Is that 21st century as well as is the one of the best old-fashioned things that you can feel and opt for?
This is a recurring thing that Mary says to the children, multiple important points in the show. It is in your hands truly what you make of your life and how you look at it and how you perceive it and thus what you make it into. It's definitely an applicable mindset and thought today, something that Mary has always stood for, that character has always had. That will be timeless. I think that's something that's going to apply to human beings for years and years to come.
There's a lot of people that are afraid of change, hence the Banks family. But being an actress my entire life, my whole life has been about change. So I love anything can happen if you let it. I think some people will hear it. Others won't really hear it. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, hopefully that seed is planted. So even if it doesn't affect them today, it may at some point. So that's good.
Fort Wayne natives Jane Lanier and Haley Schutt are director and star, respectively, of Fort Wayne Civic Theater's upcoming Mary Poppins presentation. They join me today in the Madge Rothschild studio. Jane, Haley, thanks for spending your precious pre-show time with us, and let that magic rule.
Thank you, Julia, so much for having us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.